Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: "Wa man yarghabu 'an millati Ibrahim illa man safiha nafsah wa laqad istafaynahu fid dunya wa innahu fil akhirati laminas salihin." صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse of the Holy Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is due to Him, and do not pass away from this world except in a state where you are surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are Muslims. Here the word taqwa is mentioned, and many other verses of the Holy Quran contain this verse. You can hear very uniquely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, haqqa tuqatihi. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like He ought to be feared. That fearing that is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we all know the grandeur, the greatness, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will it be possible for a human being to fulfill the right of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why we find in other verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance to your means, as much as you can. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance to the means that you can fear. In other words, exert your energies all in fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will be regarded as you fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you ought to be feared. Some ulama of the opinion that what it means here is that a person should not succumb to criticism from people, but he should remain steadfast when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter irrespective of what the impressions and criticisms and opinions of people are. You remain steadfast and committed and devoted to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not be concerned even if there's opposition from your own clan, from your own family, even though despite that remain steadfast. And some say what it means is the person should guard his tongue. When he guards his tongue, then he will be fulfilling the rights of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet another implication is given by the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some riwayats is attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this, that a yuta'a wa la yu'sa. Three things are mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obeyed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not disobeyed at any junction and at any occasion. In other words, in all walks of life, irrespective of our condition, irrespective of the place, in respect of what the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wala yu'sa, and we are not disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we are not selective when it comes to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but across the board, irrespective of what our circumstances are, what the conditions are, how hard sometimes the command seems before us, how mighty and enormous it is, what a big task it seems, but since it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we subjugate ourselves and submit before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first part, or the first part of the commentary of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you ought to be feared. Secondly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a yuskar wala yunsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be remembered, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be forgotten. Irrespective of the circumstances, sometimes it's happiness, sometimes it's prosperity, sometimes it's good conditions, and sometimes adversity, difficulty and hardship. Irrespective of what the conditions are, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the command of Allah, and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under any circumstances. And thirdly, a yushkar wala yukfar, that we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are never ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irrespective of how many ni'mats we possess, how many ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries us with, and calamities and difficulties and hardships come, but we are ever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know that this is a test from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever ni'mats are bestowed upon us are momentary, are for a while, they have a stipulated and a fixed time, and thereafter they are taken away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes in our deprival of some of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not express sentiments of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And we are not ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mat is concerned, then it starts with saying, being grateful with the heart. A person is very grateful in his heart for the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. He has a qalbun shakir, a heart that is filled with gratitude, full with appreciation for the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, he expresses it with his tongue as well, lisanun shakur as well, that he expresses it with the tongue, even by saying alhamdulillah, saying alhamdulillah for every ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. This will also make him from those people that are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the real expression of gratefulness is i'malu ala Dawood shukra, that make amal, carry out good actions. And this will be the real appreciation and the real gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to utilize that ni'mat in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is our wealth, whether it is our time, whether it is our name, whether it is our standing, social standing of society, we use everything in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is used in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is meant by being grateful, by being fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be obedient to him and never to be disobedient, to be grateful to Allah, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to forget him, and to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and grateful to him and not to forget and not to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that do not leave this world except in a state where you are completely surrender to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are a complete mu'min, you are a complete Muslim, that is you surrender and submit yourself and you are totally obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pass away in that state. Now obviously passing away is not in our control. What is meant here is at any given time we should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should be obedient and subservient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because death can come at any time. And it also means that we should live a life of a mu'mineen and muslimeen, of those people that surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we understand that a person who lives a life as a Muslim, then inshallah he will pass away upon iman. The person who passes away as a Muslim, inshallah he will be resurrected on the day of judgment with the muslimeens. So at any given time, we should not be unmindful of being surrendering to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we find is highlighted in the lives of each and every mu'min and Muslim, especially in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. When the season of Hajj comes now nearby, and we find that everybody is preparing to go, and people are preparing for the Qurbani, etc., then what comes to the fore is the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And if you study and monitor the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam very closely, then we will find that the most basic principle in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was total surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complete submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complete devotion to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of the circumstances and the conditions, and irrespective of how huge and mighty that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how difficult it seemed, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam surrendered himself. That is why we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another verse of the Holy Quran tells us, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. Who is that person that is disinclined towards the way, towards the religion, and towards the lifestyle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, except that person that is completely stupid, that person that is completely foolish, he is the person that is disinclined towards the way and lifestyle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Only that person does not have any understanding. That person that is foolish, that person that is silly, makes himself a fool. He is that person that is disinclined towards that life, the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اسْتَفَيْنَاهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We had definitely and verily chosen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And if you look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he had stood firm on the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in propagating the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was faced by the Namrud, who was the king of his time. And he, in the face of Namrud also, he stood firm. And obviously we know what had happened. They had casted him into the blazing fire. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved him and directly commanded the fire to be cool and to be comfortable to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him in this world, and he was such a Nabi and such a Rasul that all the people, the Jews, The Christians and even the mushrikeen of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they had held him in high esteem. And they had attributed themselves to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and they had said that we are following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He had made him a leader of such a caliber that we find that all the people of the time had accepted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And most of the respective Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that had come thereafter was from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him in this world. And we find after he had left also this dunya, there were remnants of his sharia that remained, like the hajj, slaughtering of animals, etc. This has remained after he had long left this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here, وَلَكَدْ اِسْتَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, we had chosen him in the dunya, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and in the hereafter he will be from the pious one and the chosen one. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another outstanding feature of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this aspect of his life, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to surrender and subject himself and to obey the commands of Allah, then instead of saying aslamtu lillah, he says aslamtu li rabbil alameen, I have surrendered myself completely to the Lord of the worlds, to the sustainer of the worlds, to the nourisher of the worlds. Other words, it's just worthy of me to surrender myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that mighty supreme being that sustains the entire world. And this is like a person, a servant, who surrenders himself to his master. Not, no wonder that he's doing to anyone no favor to doing no not doing favor to anyone, not doing a favor to himself also. But it's a duty of a person to surrender to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's qala lahu rabbu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen, I have surrendered to the Lord of the worlds. And the surrender of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not only in words, but was in action. We find his life is beset with trials and tribulations from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He starts in his home and he has to oppose his father, who is an idol worshipper. The first test there is to leave his home and surroundings. He passes there. Then he is told to leave his country. There he leaves his country and migrates. Then he is told to leave his wife and children in a barren land where there is nothing to survive upon. And there, in every juncture, he does not question the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not like try to fathom and get looked down for the wisdom and the command of Allah. The fact that this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this demands that the mu'min and the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the life of servitude demands that a person subjects himself to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he leaves out his desires, his inclinations, his whims, and his wishes, etc. He leaves them out before the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his opinions, etc., are cast aside when the divine revelation comes. And this is the spirit. This is the spirit of the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam and of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that the driving spirit is Islam and surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the challenges of us every day. Every day we find there's some new challenges, there's new events taking place that demand that we should leave the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that distract us from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the true mu'min is he that surrenders himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not apply his intelligence, does not think. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is told to leave his wife and children in a barren land. It does not question this order of Allah. How will we survive? How will my wife survive? How will my children survive? What sense does it make to leave my children and my wife, my such a small child, suckling child here in this barren desert where there's nothing? No, it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam subjects himself to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then comes the test where he's asked to slaughter his son. Here again, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam does not command, does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, what's the wisdom behind this order that you are giving me? What sense does it make to take the life? No, it is the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what do we see after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam subjects himself, obeys himself, surrenders himself to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him an imam, makes him a person that the world is following. Those actions of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam of throwing pebbles, and those actions of his wife of running between Safa and Marwa, and those actions of his qurbani has become wajib, part and parcel of the life of every mu'min in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is because of this outstanding quality of surrendering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has awarded him this great stage and this great esteem and respect and dignity that every person and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make that qurbani is wajib for him. When he goes to the Baytullah for the Hajj, then he has to carry out those actions that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had carried out. His wife and child had carried out. The sa'i between Safa and Marwa has to be carried out. And it's part and parcel of the Hajj. Why? Because of this outstanding quality. So we understand from here, and this was the outstanding quality of each and every Nabi and each and every Rasul. Here the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is highlighted because he had named it Islam, and he had named the people that follow it Muslimin, and he had named this Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also Muslimin. Whereas in reality, the deen of every Nabi that had come from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the deen of Islam, the deen of surrendering before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also are named Muslimin by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And we are ordered also, فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Follow the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen that is completely upright, the deen where there is no inclination towards any kufr or any shirk or distraction from the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen that is completely upright. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a person that had surrendered himself. The Jews claimed that he was following the Jewish religion. The Yahud claimed, the Nasara and the Christians claimed that he was following their religion. And the Mushrikeen also claim that we are on the same religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this absolutely clear. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّ وَلَاكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was neither a Jew nor was he a Christian, but he was completely on the deen that's completely upright on Tawheed. And he was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and subservient to him, and he was not from the Mushrikeen. So here the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gives us one great lesson, that the basic principle of his life was obedience and surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also, when it comes to the honors of Allah, then we should leave out our desires, leave out our inclination, leave out the influences of the present society and people that try to influence us, and follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, you find sometimes people do not wish to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They try to reconcile and make changes in the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suit their whims and suit their fancies. Here they are bluffing none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A true mu'min is he who surrenders before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepts the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is, without applying his intelligence, without applying this restrictive and limited intelligence that he has to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wisdom demands, dignity demands, and a person who has a sound temperament, this demands that he is obedient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to the commands of Allah, whether it is zakat, whether it is salat, whether it is hajj, whether it is our business, whether it is our akhlaq, whether it is our social life, in all aspects of life, we should follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has been clearly demonstrated to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a clear and the most outstanding model in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find they also had accepted the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without applying the intelligence and without applying the reasoning and understanding. They had understood that this is the order of Allah, and they had complied with that. And this is the meaning of a mu'min and a Muslim. Muslim is the one that surrenders before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, this should not be restrictive in the sense that we only do that when it comes to salat, or when it comes to zakat, or when it comes to hajj, etc. No, but this should be across the board. When it comes to any and every order, under all circumstances, we should be compliant to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lesson we find in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And when a person does this, he totally surrenders to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes upon himself to fulfill all his requirements and his needs, and looks after him, gives him care and honor, and then he gains respect in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The respect in the court of Allah is dependent on our obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not dependent on our race, or our language, or our background, or our family lineage, etc., or our social standing in society. No, this is related to the proportion of obedience that we have in the life, in our lives, to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and guidance to uphold the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and to follow like how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had followed, without questioning and without reasoning, totally surrender before the order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.